In an historic shift that underscores one of the unintended consequences of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine, Sweden and Finland will apply to join NATO. Yesterday, Finland said it would formally apply for NATO membership in the coming days, and Sweden said it would follow suit. The Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andreasen said the Nordic nation would end 200 years of neutrality and apply for membership to NATO.
Today, the Social Democratic Party has concluded that Sweden should join NATO. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine is not only illegal and indefensible, it also undermines the European security order that Sweden builds its security on. Sweden is military non-aligned, but we are not a neutral country and have not been for many years.
Magdalena Andreasen, the Swedish Prime Minister. Fabrice Poitier is Chief Executive Officer at Rasmussen Global Political Consultancy and a former NATO Director of Policy Planning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Decades of security thinking in these two countries has been upended by the decisions now to apply for membership. How do you weigh both the positives and the negatives of what these two countries have decided to do?
Yes, I think it has been upended by Vladimir Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine, to be correct. And I think there are overwhelming number of positives. First, it is a strong show of unity for the kind of Euro-Atlantic Western family, where two EU members are joining the North Atlantic Alliance. So I think it's a further consolidation of our family to better defend itself. So that's, in that sense, it's a really big, big positive. It's even more than a positive. It's a historic day, the day that they will join the North Atlantic Alliance. And then from a practical level, in terms of defense capabilities, both these countries are bringing real capabilities, especially Finland with strong land forces. And that will really add to the credibility of the NATO defense posture. So it's really a win-win for them. We are giving them we're giving them a kind of collective security guarantee, and they are bringing some real political and defense clout.
Does it, though, fundamentally change the security architecture in Europe now?
I think it strengthens it. It doesn't fundamentally change it. But for example, there will be a stronger European stroke, EU dimension at NATO, which I think is the thing that many NATO EU members will welcome, starting with France. And I think it will further hopefully create something more coherent between what the EU is doing on one hand on defense and what NATO is doing. So I think it's more strengthening again of this kind of Euro-Atlantic family with different pieces of it coming a bit closer together.
How do you expect President Putin to react? How will he respond?
Well, he's already said clearly that there will be some sort of military technical measures taken, especially vis-a-vis Finland. Finland is really the hard part to swallow for them, given the extensive land border shared between Russia and Finland, and given the history where, as you know, the Finns managed to stop Soviet aggression back in the 40s, 1940s. And since then, they had maintained some, I would say, balanced relationship between Finland being firm on its sovereignty, but being capable of also of engaging with the Russians. So I would assume they are going to further kind of use declaratory kind of signaling statements to say that they are very unhappy, there will be consequences. There might be some signaling from weapons already deployed in Kaliningrad to show that they would not let the Baltic region consolidate itself without them having a say. But these weapons have been there for some years, including nuclear-capable short- and medium-range missiles. They've been there for some years. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. actually left a treaty they had with Russia on restricting medium-range nuclear missiles in Europe, on European soil. So I think they will just present the fait accompli of things they've been doing already for some years.
Although with this membership, does it move all countries, countries like Ireland, countries in the rest of Europe, does it endanger them more with Finland and with Sweden now applying for NATO membership? Does it put them in greater danger from Russia?
To be preyed upon? That's an important question. But before answering it, I think overall, the sum of these two countries joining NATO is that we are reducing the prospect or the possibility of war or tension or conflict in Europe, because with two countries now soon part of NATO, Russia would be much less tempted to do some pressure strategy against Finland and Sweden. So I think we are reducing the temperature in the Baltic rather than increasing it. As to Ireland and Austria, I think there is a question as to whether neutrality nowadays can be sustained in this European security environment, even though your geography works in your favour.
Fabrice Pottier, Chief Executive Officer at Rasmussen, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland.